Tyler Williams here for the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Like we do each week, we are speaking with Mike Scouten, owner and operator of Mission Dairy down in Hereford. Mike, how are you doing this morning?
Tyler, I'm doing terrific. It's that time of year where it's getting to be really football weather, and certainly the games are meaning more and more every week. So lots of fun going on right now.
Well, now it's time to get into our fun. Let's talk blocks and barrels.
You bet. A midday Tuesday, we saw that block cheese closed at $1.67.5 per pound, unchanged with no lots traded. We also saw that barrel cheese closed at $1.66 per pound, and that was down 9.25 cents with one lot being traded. So we had seen barrel for the last couple of weeks dominate the price over blocks, and usually we see a convergence of pricing between the two, and unfortunately we're seeing it on the downside of barrels. So there must be an inventory indicator out there that is telling us that barrels were overpriced. However, when we look at world numbers later on, we'll see that they're really not, and we'll kind of get an idea of what needs to be done. Going over to the butter at the CME, it closed at $1.98 per pound, and that was up 3 cents off the last event with four lots trading. We saw that non-fat dry milk closed at $1.56.5 per pound, up a penny with no lots trading. And then finally, dry whey closed at 64.5 cents per pound, and that was up a penny and a half with one lot trading. So strong pricing for the most part, except for the barrels at the CME.
All right, so now let's talk about the global trade event.
You bet. Over New Zealand, we saw that skim milk powder traded at $1.65 per pound, and that was up 6.6% off the last event 2 weeks ago. And that $1.65 compares to the $1.56 that we just had close at the CME. So last week, we were pretty much neck and neck with global trade numbers, but they have picked up their pace and are starting to outrun us. So that does bode well for what I think Class 4 prices will do. Going over to the whole milk powder, it traded at $1.78 per pound, and that was up 3% from the last event. We saw that cheddar traded at $2.29 per pound, and that was up 14% off the last event. And again, that $2.29 compares to that $1.67 that we're seeing on blocks. So there is a good 60 cents, almost 62 cents convergence between our difference between cheddar over in New Zealand and over here in the U.S. So I think once we handle the inventory problem that we talked about in the cold storage report, I believe last week or the week before, we should be able to see our strengthening in cheese prices. On butter over in New Zealand, we saw that it traded at $2.43, and that was up 5% off the last event, and that does compare to that $1.98. So we'll be watching that one as well. And then finally, over in the new in the global trade event, we saw that lactose traded at 58 cents per pound, and that was up 1% over the last event.
All right, so now let's learn about the Texas top 10 milk producers.
You bet. Last week we had a little bit of an indoctrination. We said that the state of Texas was up about 3.5% year over year, and we were going to talk about how that got broken down and you know, which county by county really the top 10 came in. So we're going to start off with Hartley at number one, 18 producers, 236 million pounds, and up 4% over the last month. We saw that Castro County had 13 producers doing 132 million, up 15% from the last event. We saw that Parmer was up at, with its 16 producers, was at 121 million pounds, up 1%. Moore County, with 9 producers, 103 million, 15% up. We saw that Erath County in Central Texas, 46 producers, 101 million pounds, 1% up. Our my home county, Deaf Smith, 14 producers, 96 million pounds, down 4% year over year. We see that Lamb County is at 13 producers, 84 million, down 2%. Dallam County, 5 producers, 56 million pounds, up 4%. Hale County, 6 producers, 50 million pounds, break even with last year. And then Bailey County, 10 producers, 45 million, down 11%. So when we're handing out that golden milk can award to counties here in the state of Texas, we have a tie. It's between Castro and Moore County and for milk production increase year over year. So hats off to milk producers in both of those counties, and congratulations to them for a 15% increase year over year. Terrific.
Well, Mike, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to be learning about Class 3s, dairy RPs, and a new segment that we're going to add to it.